So this is kind of an unusual audio for me. I'm going to try out a new toy that I got, and I've had it actually for, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 weeks, and I haven't used it because I am a chicken shit. I bought a little vibrator. If you Google posh silicone bounding bunny, I think I bought it just for the alliteration alone. It's this cute little vibrator. It's got kind of a curved tip on it for stimulating the G-spot, which I really like. And it's also got a little rabbit portion with cute little bunny ears on it. And I finally got batteries for it, so I'm just gonna turn it on, and it's got different speeds. So this is just one speed. I don't know if you can hear it. Let's see. It says it's made up. I might turn it off. It's freaking my hands out. I really only use my hands. I have used a vibe in the past, but it was when I was much younger and I didn't really know what I was doing, and I just would, you know, put a vibe straight on my clit and orgasm in like 2 minutes, and that was that. And I don't know if I really like took the time to actually enjoy myself while masturbating. It was more just about like, you know, goal-oriented type of person, just like, okay, I'm gonna come, okay, I came, yay. So anyway, I haven't really used a vibe in years, so I think I'm gonna test it out a little bit in this and see how it goes, but I kind of want to use it really for the first time in that challenge if I attempt that. Anyway, it is made from, it has a satin finish, so it's actually really soft to the touch and kind of like velvety. It's smooth. It's actually harder than I would like. You know, it's like the tip curls and it's kind of soft, but the rest of it is like really fucking hard. So it's not gonna feel super realistic. It's a 4.25 inch insertable shaft curved tip for it's like reading the specs for G-spot stimulation and clitoral bunny with flicking ears. Waterproof. Tongue, it says 10 functions including pulsation and escalation, and I'm not really sure what that means. So there's like two buttons on it. One is the power button and one looks like a waveform button. So I turn it on and this happens, and I'm just going to click through the waveform button because I think that's what, ooh, so that went, it's vibrating much harder and harder again. Oh, it's pulsing. You hear that? This thing is gonna kill me. Okay. Oh. Okay. So actually, holy shit. Okay, so the insertable part vibrates on its own. And so does the bunny part. It's like there's two separate, holy shit, I can barely hold this thing. It's like two separate vibration functions going on, and the ears are just like kind of flopping. Okay, let's try the next one. I think that was like 3 or 4. Okay, so that's escalating. If you hear it, it's like pulsing between like the shaft and the bunny. Oh wow. Okay. I'm afraid that I'm gonna like accidentally hit these buttons when I'm trying to use it. And then I have to like cycle through. You hear that? Okay, next one. Oh, Jesus. This thing is high tech. I'm gonna feel like a science experiment here. Okay. And I think this is just back to normal. No, just kidding. It's doing crazy things. Oh my god. Like, my hands are, like, getting really stimulated just holding it. Oh. 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 You hear that? Oh my gosh, if I'm putting my finger just on the very tip, like, where the G-spot would be, and it is, like, super fucking intense. What have I done? How do you get it back just to normal? Okay, so I think this one's the normal one. Okay, I'm gonna turn it off. So that's the review of, like, a little overview of the toy. I'm a little bit even more apprehensive to use it now, feeling the intensity of it. But yeah, that's that. And, if I don't do that challenge, I'll add a section onto this audio, where I do test it out and see what happens. I hope I don't just, I don't know. I really don't know what's gonna happen. So, that's my little review for now. Okay.